This podcast is available wherever, whenever, and so are ANZ's mobile lenders.
Get this, the final show on Triple M, part three.
Around the nation, even Adelaide getting the full show today. What a treat.
Oh, Greg, the full show.
Greg is here. Yes. Greg Fleet is here. He's preparing a bit of crunk for the end of the program.
A special Adelaide version crunk.
But I should.
Is that so?
I'll
provide the beats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see what he's done there?
Well, we work together in Adelaide right here.
The sound of the Veal Gardens coming your way. Mm-hmm. I should point out, the Get This podcasts keep coming thick and fast, even while the show is being axed.
while it's being sounds like someone confessing to something as the axe is coming down on their neck.
That's right. It is a very long confession.
Oh, and I stole a teacup.
Now, music. Let's talk music just for a moment, because nobody does talk more about music on the network than us. And our band of the year has been Root, a fine new Australian
amazing
band. The album of the year is Root. Supposed he was out of the question. Just to prove that this isn't a made-up band, why don't you get down to Melbourne, pop down to the Esplanade front bar.
Just to prove it's not a made-up band, spend a few thousand dollars.
The trouble is, as soon as we say something, people think it's made up.
No, this is a real band.
It's a great band. And
when can we see them?
The 7th of December in the SB front bar. It's free. Free fun. That's what we're about here. And just to prove how...
That's supersonic fun.
It certainly is. You want some supersonic fun, do you,
I
Mr.
Do.
Fleet?
Mm-hmm.
What about a lengthy montage of some of our fine musical moments?
That's too supersonic.
Here it get this.
Do you want to do a song? Here we go. I wanna really, really, really wanna zing a zing. There's a beck. And a sausage.
Yes, we have no.
You're not getting one, brother.
Bananas. No, we got no.
Bananas.
So don't throw your.
Bananas.
Away. Wanna see your.
Bananas.
Show me the.
Bananas.
You can give me some.
Bananas.
Wanna eat your.
Bananas.
Man, there's some big.
Bananas.
Some dope fresh.
Bananas.
He should have gone to NIDA, not Al-Qaeda. Also, I read somewhere life's sweet. Yeah, now the Jihad Jack is off the street. Life is sweet, now Jihad Jack is off the street. There's a smile on the face of everybody that you meet. I've gone and got myself a great big plasma screen, so thanks for that. Jihad Jack!
Believe it or not,
I'm only having one lunch. Do some actual preparation.
Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's Ed Cavalier.
Well, I can't believe I'm sitting here today, yeah. Picking on my banjo, big smile on my face.
And with a box of killer bees, no one knows what it all means. It's dizzy stuff. Joy Buttress, who is your favorite sailor? On YouTube, there's the meat pie trailer. Indian Muncher, Mino Reiki.
Fister, when I was younger, losing my hair several years ago. Wasn't that when you were doing German porn? Giving Adnan Khashoggi the horn? Going to orgies, sucking some... Who could ask for more?
I'm happy with podcast nights. It's
I'd laugh till I nearly grow up.
Saw the details fall away.
There's nothing for snacks or fans.
There's no old big plums.
There's no sign of what animal would you steal from the zoo, the zoo, the zoo.
Which animal would you steal from the zoo? Maybe a sea lion or an animal that you stole from the zoo.
I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money. I'm paying money.
Walking through the high dry grass, pushing my way through slow.
Yellow belly black snake,
sleeping on a
barbecue,
waiting for the stranger to go.
Let me go on, like I
Fister.
Bring that song. Let me go on.
Octave.
I know you're the one.
France has got a proper prize, so get your cape.
But who's got a cape?
Oh, for f*** sake, a bath towel will do.
I'll just swirl it round my neck.
And once you're getting round in a cape, in amazement they will gape, and they'll say, who's that twat?
Oh, hang on, that's not really a very good way to sell this idea.
Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonderland. Use my hands. Your body is a wonderland.
I'm bringing bucket back.
The painful condition.
Bucket back.
This is not doing my back any good.
Bucket back.
Allegedly someone, according to sources, some startled observers and pals. But friends were not sure what the pals or sources all swore something took place. But none of that was verified by insiders or observers or the pals.
They're about to play a Missy Higgins song. Gene Simmons' tongue is a cow dung. They get a sandbag and drop it from the sky. Onto some ghoulies who need plums is the cry.
Fister.
Double in them.
Fister. Octave.
Double in them.
Fister.
Double in them.
Fister. Octave.
Double in
them. Fister.
Fister. Double in them.
Fister. Octave.
Double in
them. Hard out there for a gimp. Sitting in a crate all day.
Hustle and Flow reference for anyone baffled by that.
How good is this? How good is this?
And this when you're having that.
It's inappropriate.
And this when you're having that.
That's what a fool does.
Taste the wild honey. Listen to the sound of the wind that's blowing through the tree.
He looks like he's ready to go. He's got Zoomag. Something he's dragged off of YouTube. A sandwich. Jokes that he's cribbed from his MySpace. Now here's it.
Flowers drifting by the page. In my dreams, so sweet, flower red, blue or pink.
Fister.
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 One night is one more time. Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the memories.
Baby, I think you know me. I'm Richard Mars, and don't you know? Maybe you'd like to blow me a kiss on the star in on road.
Shaft of hope, shaft of hope. Whatever happened to the shaft of hope? Maybe it's under Larry Oaks.
He's Johnny from the block. He's the MC with all the clout.
That is really what the economic debate is about.
He's going to kick some ass at the upcoming election.
The fundamental direction is a forward direction.
He's busting some moves. He's spewing invective.
Please let us have a sense of perspective.
He's the dopest of leaders. He's everyone's homie.
I think most of the concerns are phony.
It's time to ask the question, what would Greg Fleet do? Probably come out with some nonsense, some rubbish about Camus. That's what happens when we ask him, what would Greg Fleet do?
It's a war called the cavalry. To the right sits my main man, Ed Cavalry. He'll freak you out because he's young. You're a wowser, but underneath, it's my belief you'll get relief out his bowser.
I'm with me, why? Nobody knows who I am, so I'm in the paper pretending to like football.
Check on the
Fister.
Bombastic.
Altive.
Fantastic. Watch me on the boxer says the
Fister.
Nation rugged and so.
Will pull them over there. It's nothing new. We're well used to a Vanstone failure here. Banana Guzmao. Banana Guzmao. East Timor's favourite drink, a nation on the brink. There's just time to sink one before your house is razed to the ground by a bunch of naughty kids. Oi, it's a catchy jingle.
Have a listen to this. The time has come.
Corner.
To
say fear's fear.
What?
To pay the rent.
A member for Melbourne.
To pay our share.
Everybody knew. Everybody knew. New news. Everybody knew. Everybody knew. New news.
Turn your smile into a frown. Turn your wardrobe upside down. Jumper pants.
Jumper pants everywhere. And who the f*** is impersonating a German polar bear?
Sister.
My lips waking up the day.
Neighbours plot or not, you decide what. It usually goes quite shabbily, cos I've met with Cavalry.
Neighbours plot or not.
Nights quite sadden, never reach to the end. Something or other, something else.
Let's startle Bob Franklin. Let's startle Bob Franklin.
All right, startle Bob Franklin.
I am strong.
I'm invincible. Invincible.
I am one.
She's got no money.
After all. Things that we've been through, we were fakes to them. Who knew? I will always be a man who's open to persuasion. Oh, sorry, I went too early. I'll get the backing vocal. Na 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 na.
Yesterday was so long, and an old song, and a photograph of you singing the blues. Nothing comes easy. Everybody
trying to get it all together now.
Hey, let me tell you about a field of corpses burning. When it comes to etiquette, atomic mutants ain't discerning. The hills have eyes. A word to the wise, a pickaxe to the sternum is unlikely to concern him. So don't be surprised if you're thoroughly traumatized and beaten. It's just a prelude to the festival of flesh eating.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm feeling something.
This is more like what we're after.
The hills have eyes, everyone dies. He's under your car with a nasty surprise.
I think the kids are gonna love this.
What did every good to be necker show? Living off the synth and not the land.
Yeah.
Let's all move to town and start a synthesizer band.
Watch me.
After all is said and done.
Watch me.
Races are not over. It's almost done. You're a win.
Moving violations when I move. Watch me.
You've got the power.
Watch me. You can take my license. Watch me.
You've got the power.
You'll never take my tequila.
You've got the power.
Nice crackle. The Venger bus is coming and everybody's running from north to Ibiza in the Mediterranean sun.
The Venger bus is coming and everybody's running from north to Ibiza in the Mediterranean sun.
The Venger bus is coming and everybody's running from north to Ibiza in the Mediterranean sun.
The Venger bus is coming, yeah, and everybody's running, yeah, from New York up to San Francisco. The Venger bus is coming, yeah, and everybody's running, yeah, it's an intercity disco. The wheels of steel are turning, the traffic lights are burning, so if you like to party, get on and move your body. The Venger bus is coming in, here's what we like to do.
Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
All together now.
Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
Keep it emo.
Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
In my dreams, I see colours red, blue, or pink. Thank you.
That's just the first side of the album. Mm.
To have that many musicians come in and out of the studio, yeah. That was live. Like,
brilliant timing.
Played live.
See, you really never know what we'll play next or when we'll piss off next. It is time to sign off here at the Get This Desk. And usually we like to end the program with a bit of crunk, courtesy of Greg Fleet. He's not here most days, so it's very hard to do.
Oh, hang on. I'm here today.
You are here. So what have you got for us, Greg?
Ah, just improv up some crunk.
Oh, great. Have you got some beats there?
Boom!
Nice.
Boom, boom. It's the end of an era.
Bloody Vera. Hard to think about the future when the end is growing nearer. They say they want more music, so I offer up Camus and ask myself the question, what would Sartre do? Sometimes we dress up. It was the way to go. The only guys dumb enough to dress for radio. Caftans. We'd watch Charles dance. I'll lose our jeans to know the joys of wearing jumper pants. The Shanks ain't sunk. He ain't no punk. You say you want some hip hop. He brings a double crunk. Bang the drums, add the sums. Mind the cheese grater, ooh, me plums. So now it's over. We're only just starting. The Cavalier, the Armitage, the Tony, the Martin. But don't despair, they'll make another show that will cause your plums to blister. And if this proves to be untrue, I'm not Otto Fister.
Yeah.
There was actually a rhyme in there. Just, this is just for Cav. The radio that makes the other shows invalid, and the only show with a man who eats 3 tons of salad.
Oh, that's true. Accurate, Crunk. What a treat. So many people to thank. Obviously, all of our wonderful co-hosts. If you want to know who they are, check out the podcast. Yes. They're up there till December 31st. So many people at the Triple M's around the network. We've got to thank anyone pretty much who works under the Triple M flag.
Thank you all.
I particularly like to thank Peter Harvey and Sue Winter, Lee Simon and Jill Good, Damien, Sophie and Stu in the creative department. Everyone in promotions, including those that have been hit on by Ed Cavalier.
Oh, yeah.
All of you.
It comes with the territory.
Yeah. And what about the knob jockeys around the network? Haven't they done
thank
a fantastic
very much.
Job?
Thank you all very much.
So many people. Richard, is there anyone you'd like to thank?
Oh, I'd like to thank you, Tony.
Oh, it's all right.
No, if you don't mind, just because when I started with you, I had just been fired by...
this very network.
This very network. And so thanks for showing so much faith in me. Sincerely, it's every day is inspiring and challenging and hilarious. And it's been an honour work. I've wanted to work with you for half my life, so this really is a big deal for me.
He has been stalking me for a long time. Yeah, beautiful work. It's all paid off.
That's very true, Tone.
Well, Tone, people ask me the story of Get This.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is the main thing that I hear.
Sure.
And so now I'm going to step into the archives and the story of Get This as I saw it.
Okay. Oh, yes. Just push those sandwiches out,
yes, out of the way, wraps. I don't need you anymore. One day the phone rang. It was Tony asking me if I wanted to do a radio show with him. I asked him what it would be like, and he said it would be...
cheap, nasty, and downright boring.
I said, fantastic. Tony came over to my place.
There's chuck everywhere, and the seats are disgusting.
And graffiti is the worst.
Yeah. And over lunch of...
vegetables.
And...
shorts.
We agreed and Get This started on air. The pay was terrific.
Thousands of Viagra tablets, the male sex stimulant, and other so-called lifestyle drugs, slimming pills and steroids.
But most of all, I got to work with the best radio talent from here to...
Bolivia, is it? Bolivia.
People always say don't meet your heroes because they're just normally...
a bastard, adrift in a blizzard of cocaine.
Not so with you, Tony Martin. I get to work with someone every day I looked up to for so long, in an environment of generosity, encouragement, and fistfuls of...
lavender!
So thanks, Tony, and to a lesser extent, Richard, for the chance of a lifetime to work on a show that can only be described as...
cheap, nasty, and downright boring.
Oh, thanks, guys. Look, I've got quite a few thank yous to get through. Obviously, our Buster on board producer, Nikki Hamilton.
Yeah!
Thank you for keeping the insight mind fully stoked, and I know you'll be pleased to hear. I am now available for meetings, so there's a treat. To the genius, Matt Dow, I say treat yourself. Yeah, yeah. Treat yourself, mate. Yeah. Take the rest of the afternoon off.
Well.
Because we do have to be in here. Well, we're going to be in here early on Monday to start on the podcast, obviously. To Cecilia on the phones.
Oh, bang, you, Diono.
Thank you for keeping the filth at bay and the junior pots and pans on the boil. Cecilia is still available to call us on 1-800-HOME-ALONE.
Oh, and broken your heart.
To Richard Marsden, well, what can I say that hasn't already been licentiously appended to your own Wikipedia page or Exhibit A, as I understand they call it down at Lotion Squad headquarters?
I'm a tall Sean.
No matter what the occasion, always the right sound grab.
Well, there we are.
For example.
Oh, lucky he was drinking.
I'll be... he will be. I'll be joining you for a farmers' union later this evening.
Yes.
That's if you're not head down on that replica of Matthew McConaughey.
Oh!
As always. And finally, Ed Cavalier. 2 years and still no evidence of these panelling skills you've mentioned in the application. But certainly the biggest laughs I've ever had on radio. Seriously, to my ears, the Get This podcast is just 40 minutes of me giggling like a loon at your endless parade of broken promises, butchered karaoke standards, ill-rehearsed segments, elaborate theories about smorgasbord, indiscreet bombshells about Shirley, soon to be ex-housemates, criminal accounts of video clerk behaviour, claims that this is Nicole Kidman. Not to mention your lascivious delight in Britney's tumble into gutter-bound hotness. Constant assertions that you are someone called Richard and not someone called Millsy. Your fathomless ragtag fleet of relatives. Tales of girlfriends just a bit too keen on their own dads. Enough rap, soups and manjo to fuel that bloke you're always going on about who has to be craned from his house and fed with a bit of sandwich on a stick without any apparent sense of irony. And of course, the many, many things you've left downstairs in the office. It's the main reason I come in every day, and I'll see you at the bar, although I have promised your mum you'll be home by 10 a.m. as I understand you're moving to a new family.
Yeah, I've been voted out on my own. Tony, where do we even start? You're the best.
I don't know.
Simple
can
as
I just say, as a guest on the show, to all of you, it's been an absolute treat to be involved with this show, and it's the only time in my life I've loved coming to work in radio. You know, except when I was working for Fitzy.
Obviously, Fitzy's here, mate. Seems the whole star of a Triple M.
Thank you all very much for being here. Okay, it's nice to see you all here. Some of you girls must be single. Stick around.
What? Thank you, everybody. And obviously, two momentous events have occurred today. There's some sort of election coming up. We're not interested in that. Firstly, our producer, Nikki, has given birth to a child just 20 minutes before our last show.
Good job.
The death of
the
show.
Coming.
The birth of a child.
And equally momentous, Mick, one of our callers. You remember the man who is going to get Rex Hunt tattooed on his ass?
A fitting tribute.
He's had it done yesterday. He'll be bringing it to the party tonight.
Wow.
I don't think we can top those two bombshells, so it simply remains for me to say case closed, and here endeth the sizzle. We're actually on air. Were you aware of that?
I am.
And you're meant to be panelling this thing, aren't you?
Look, I still maintain I did a great job in the test show.
And I should point out, by the way, that we're broadcasting from the most technically unreliable studio in the network, the Haunted Studio. There you go. Tom Gleisner, give him a round there. Hey. Thank you.
Tony, I've got to say, it is just, let's take a moment here, it is a thrill to hear you back on air and back saying the phrase Triple M. The last time I heard you utter those words, you were sitting in the back of a Black Thunder Jeep wearing a suede bomber jacket, handing out boxes of tacos whose use-by date had expired in 1982, and urging listeners to stay around for another Concrete Blonde double shot.
Oh, my God! Now,
here we are again. The circle has turned. A singer
in a snow-capped room. This is where the magic happens. Smell of wine and
cheap perfume. Mr. Howard! For a smile they can share the
night. It goes on and on. I've used the analogy. It's like a highly calibrated Formula One motor racing car driving at a fast pace. You'll have a crash.
Antenna's currently
tickling. Ah! It's electrocuted himself!
Got an impressive set of man boobs.
Yes, he has. He's flap top pair.
Thank you, Mike Sexton.
It's very strange when people get shy all of a sudden, isn't it? Like a porno actress with tan lines.
Mr. Howard, I hope you're enjoying Richard Marsland's genital sponge bath.
I think he's been incredibly generous, and I thank him very warmly.
Paul McCartney, sort of a bear, like that.
Who's the one who's down like that?
That's John Lennon.
Which
that's
is George Harrison?
I want George Harrison. I Ringo.
The fret controller said hello to Thomas the...
No, that's not
the
right.
Thomas the Tank Engine, Canberra.
That's what that is. I reckon Tony Bullimore is sexually aroused by being rescued from yachting accidents.
I need a shower.
If something goes wrong, we bust out the emergency jokes, and everybody gets hurt.
Tone, do we talk now?
What are you doing?
What?
It's meant to be like the end of The Sopranos.
I didn't see it.
Just leaving people hanging. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
We're not going to get a take two of that. Well, my car parking space runs out in about 10 minutes, so we should probably just...
You got a car space?
I'm going to go and hang out with the lady who walks backwards anyway.
She's hot.
She's walking away from me, actually.
So many things we never got to talk about on air.
How does Richard really live his life?
No, that was
actually
explained.
Can I come round, Rich?
No, not this weekend.
Why?
No, all cannibalism weekend, apparently.
Yeah, right.
That's what I wanted to talk about. Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Like, did he become a cannibal just because it rhymed with Hannibal?
Yeah, he was.
The rhyming scheme that appealed to him?
Yeah, if his name was Jeff, he would have been a kleftomaniac.
A kleftomaniac? What is that? Someone who just loves a bit of Bill with cleavage.
Yeah, I think so.
I've gone all Clefto.
Yeah, can't help myself.
Hang on, is that... Aren't we supposed to be picked up out here? Where is it?
What are we...
Oh, here it comes. Oh,
hey!
Hey!
Wow!
What's that?
Hey,
what's that?
It's just like I imagined it, Tony.
Covered in chuck.
Let's see if we can get the back seats, and we've got to talk about what's Nicky going to call this baby. I mean, what's the first words of this baby going to be?
I'm Richard. Give me some food. Let me suck your breasts.
Which way is this bus going, guys?
North.
To Ibiza!
The finger bus is coming.
No, that wasn't funny at all.
We've just packed up this podcast and headed home for the day. But ANZ's mobile lenders are always available to help you get your own home loan.